Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, hi. My name is Anne McNeil, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And I am very excited to be here today to share with all of you our special guest, Ms. Melva Rozier. But I'm also still very excited about the fact that every single week when I come on to share, I am constantly reminded, after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I'm convinced and reminded that we're all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And every time I come on, I'm always excited to read something from the book Riviera Beach Moments by Ms. McCullough, as she shares some different individuals from the city of Riviera Beach. And today, brief comments from the excerpt that she did from Denise Cotman Albritton. Ms. Albritton is the owner and chief financial officer of Bus One LLC, a charter bus company. Bus One's luxury charter buses provide services for business groups, various types of group tours throughout Florida and the southern U.S. regions. Denise is a Riviera Beach resident. Bus One LLC has been serving Palm Beach County and the surrounding areas for transportation for over 28 years. The company is licensed through the Department of Transportation for intrastate and interstate commerce. Bus One is the largest locally owned and operated minority and woman-owned full-service transportation provider in Palm Beach County. And that's a brief moment of history, if you will, about a Riviera Beach business owner that's doing extremely well. And when I talk about Riviera Beach, there's no way that I could not mention also Mr. Dan Calloway. We want to keep him in our prayers. If you're listening, Mr. Calloway, just sending love to you, and just want to thank you for everything that you have done, are doing, and will continue to do. But today, our special guest, Ms. Rozier, a little bit about her. Melva Rozier is a senior staff attorney in the Elder Law and Veterans Advocacy Projects at the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. She has been practicing law for over 18 years and concentrates primarily on residential real estate transactions and litigation, guardianships, and estate planning for elders and veterans and veteran benefits. She has worked as a title attorney and foreclosure litigator. Ms. Rozier is a member of the American Bar, Real Property, and Elder Law sections. She's a member of the Military Affairs Committee and the Abuse, Neglect, and Exploitation Subcommittee of the Florida Bar, and serves as co-chair of the Membership Committee of the F. Malcolm Cunningham Senior Bar Association. She is also a member of the Cherie Davis Cunningham Black Women's Lawyer Association and serves as one of the community service leads. Ms. Rozier is on the board of directors for NSU Law Black Alumni Association and Edward Waters College National Alumni Association. Ms. Rozier has also served as an adjunct professor of paralegal studies at South University and West Palm Beach. Welcome to the podcast, Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Ms. Rozier, how are you today?
I am wonderful this Sunday afternoon.
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And it's interesting. I just saw something posted by Lynn Whitfield this morning about the National Black Bar Conference that she was attending. And I was thinking, not sure if you're there or how active you are in listening and reading your bio. I know you have lots on your hands. And one more thing to just add would just make it all the more busier. So can you share with us a little bit about your background? How did you come to this area?
Sure. And I'm not sure if my supervisor is on as well, Ms. Keisha Miles. She was joining us this morning.
What's the last 4 digits of her number, please?
Just a moment, let me get it.
Ms. Miles, if you're on, if you press 1 on your phone, I can open your microphone. Just press 1 on your phone, I can open your microphone. Ms. Miles, there she is. Yes.
8597. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Good afternoon, Ms. Miles. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So since I did not have the benefit of your bio, if you want to tell us a little bit about who you are, yes, ma'am. You know, we can't let you go without sharing with us who you are, what you do, and what brings you also. So this is going to be great.
Sure. My name is Takesha Miles, and I am the supervising attorney of the Elder Law, Fair Housing, Landlord Tenant, and Consumer Programs at Legal Aid Society. I've been there for 16 years. Prior to joining Legal Aid, I worked at Florida Rural Legal Services that serviced the Glades and all of Palm Beach County, and went to Florida State University College of Law for my law school degree, and University of South Florida and Tampa for my undergraduate degree in political science. And thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so very much. I was a little remiss. Please forgive me, ladies. I need to also introduce my co-host, Mr. Artie Williams. He is here and in the studio. Good afternoon, Mr. Williams. How are you?
I'm doing great, Anne. I'm always happy to be on the show every week.
Absolutely. So we had the ladies introducing themselves, so I'm going to turn it all over to you. And we're talking a little bit about how did they get here. So I need to add also the supervisor. Can you give me your name again, please? Let me just add it to the bio of the podcast.
Sure. My name is Takesha Miles.
Ms. Miles, could you spell the first name for me, please?
T as in Tom, E, Q, U, I, S as in Sam, H, A, last name Miles, M, Y, L, E, S.
Of course, I did spell it with an I, right? Okay.
Everybody,
all right. Let me, thank you. So I'm going to turn it back over to Artie. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, ladies. Ms. Miles, I don't think I ever met you, but if I did, I apologize if I don't remember. But I have met Melba. But I'm glad to have you ladies on today. I'm sure we're going to give our listeners some information that they need to navigate their legal ways. And I just want to start out by just saying thank you guys for coming on. Now, I just have a few questions that our listeners probably would like to know and get some information about what you guys offer. And let's just start out with, are legal aid services free?
Yes. All the services
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, all the services at Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County are free to the public. We have 21 different programs, and all there's no fee for any services or to have access to an attorney.
Good. Yeah, that's definitely good to know, because I know a lot of times the residents looking for services, but you know a lot of times people can't afford certain things. And just tell the listeners, how does a resident qualify for these services?
So if a person is looking for legal representation or just advice on a legal issue, they can either call us through our phone number, which is 561-655-8944, and one of our receptionists will direct them to the different program that maybe fits their legal issue. They can also go on our website and apply online, which is what we recommend in light of the pandemic. We have an online application where someone can apply for services, and then a member of our staff will contact them to figure out whether we can help them. So we're going to look at what the legal issue is the person has and whether we have a staff member that can address it. We're going to look at your financial eligibility to see if you are able to afford, you know, if you're within our income guidelines, if you're certain of our services that require income, minimum income. And then some of our services do not look at income, like our housing discrimination program or our elder law program. But we want people to apply, get screened, and then get the services that they need, either through our online application or they can come into our office through a walk-in appointment or through calling our receptionist.
Okay. Ms. Rozier, I'd like to ask you a question. I know a while back we talked about some senior programs, and I know you were doing a senior program at the Lindsay Davis Center. Won't you tell the listeners how that came about and what exactly did you do for the seniors and what was the outcome of the final project?
Yes. So the program that we were hosting over at the Lindsay Davis Center was a part of what we call our Savvy Senior Academy. During the pandemic, we were limited in being able to go out and do our normal in-person outreach with our seniors, and we really didn't want to lose them during this period of isolation. So we put together a program that we were able to do online to educate them on different areas of law. We talked to them about how to hire a construction company for their home. We talked to them about deeds and what's good for them and what may not be so good for them. We discussed reverse mortgages, guardianships, and then some estate planning with them. So it was a four-week series, and we discussed a different topic each week. And then at the conclusion of the 4 weeks, all the seniors who participated got certificates, deeming them as savvy seniors. And then we were able to go back over the last 2 weeks and do another program that we call our Wills on Wheels program. And we went to the seniors who wanted to create estate plans, and we did free wills and powers of attorneys and advanced directives for those seniors. So it really was a great opportunity to reconnect with those seniors that we may have missed during the pandemic.
Well, savvy seniors. I bet they got a kick out of that title, didn't they? You know, because that's
I
great.
Hope they
that,
did.
I mean, yeah, that I think that's great because a lot of time our seniors are victims. You know, from phone soliciting to everything, our seniors are a victim, and having a group like you guys is great. I couldn't think of nothing better than to assist you with that because I thought that was a good program. And we want to actually see if we can incorporate that with a lot of other senior programs that we have here in the community. So I think that would be great for as many seniors that we can touch to get be a part of this so they can recognize some of the scams and the fraud that's going out there among them. So I think that was a great, absolutely think that was great.
And yeah, also, we're truly appreciative of the Youth Recreation Association and connecting us with the Lindsay Davis Center and making the facility available to us as well.
Is there any type of follow-up programs with these seniors? Or say if they do have a problem, do they follow up with you guys and get more information? Or should they just call the authorities if they feel like something is not right, that somebody is trying to scam them? How should they go about doing that?
Well, for the seniors who are at Lindsay Davis Center, they all have our contact information, and we will be following back up with them and continuing to engage them and make ourselves available to them on an ongoing basis. Won't be weekly, but there will be at least a monthly check-in on them to see how they're doing and see if they're having any challenges. Our goal is stop it before it starts, which is usually by the time they come to our office. It's too late. It's already happened, and it's hard to recall those scams and frauds that they're exposed to.
Okay, I'm going to have you give this information also again at the end of the show, but you say your office. Where right now for the listeners, where is your office located?
We are downtown at 423 Fern Street and Suite 200, not too far from City Place.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get that to the listeners again. That just for some of the listeners that probably know where you're located already, have following the show and listening, and realize there's some other things that you guys offer that you take advantage of. And I know with the times that we're going through right now, this can be for Ms. Miles or yourself. How is the legal aid responding to the COVID-19 pandemic? What are they doing different?
Well, we were lucky and fortunate to receive funding from Palm Beach County to offer rental assistance to individuals who are impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic by either directly or indirectly impacted by the COVID. So we were able to stop a lot of evictions happening in Palm Beach County with the access to the rental assistance that we were able to put in the hands of landlords who were on the cusp of evicting many of the tenants who needed assistance. And then we also received funding from the Area Agency of Aging to operate a specific program for seniors who were impacted by COVID. So we now have an attorney and paralegal dedicated to helping seniors who are impacted by COVID and helping them with consumer issues or want a will or need some sort of type of legal assistance specifically for their because of COVID.
Okay. Well, I think they'll get a kick out of that one. Ms. Rozier, I guess you could follow up with that. Is there any other special programs besides those programs that the residents that are impacted by the pandemic? Is there anything special that they should know, any other programs?
Well, just know that we're able to get access to rental assistance. So if there's anyone in Palm Beach County, any of your listeners that are listening that are struggling to pay their rent, they should call us. They shouldn't struggle alone. They should know that there is that our staff, we have a case manager now that can help them try to navigate the county's rental assistance portal. And then we also have a program in-house where we're able to assist individuals who don't have the funds to pay their rent and are within 50% of the area median income. And have been impacted by COVID, we're able to assist them with their rent up to $10,000 through the ESG program. So, we're very excited to be able to not only get people access to the county portal, but also be able to have some programs in-house to be able to help tenants.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The only other program that I would add, and it's not something we do specifically in our office, they can reach out to Urban League as well as Debt Helpers. There is COVID assistance available for people who are in default with their mortgage, their homeowners association, or if they have special assessments that are behind with their homeowners. There's money that's available through the state of Florida that can assist the homeowners with up to $50,000 in assistance to get their mortgage reinstated or pay those fees.
With the services that Legal Aid offers, is it just touching the here in Riviera Beach or West Palm area? How far the your demographics? How far do you guys reach out and help the seniors or the citizens? Period.
So most of the legal aid services are dedicated to Palm Beach County residents. However, we have a number of programs that actually stretch outside of Palm Beach County. Our Fair Housing Discrimination Program reaches Palm Beach, Okeechobee, Hendry, St. Lucie, and Martin counties. And we also have a public guardianship program that also covers the same counties where we are represent individuals who are incapacitated and need a guardian appointed. Those two programs reach four additional counties. So legal aid services are dedicated really for Palm Beach County residents, but we do have some programs that expand beyond Palm Beach County.
Well, okay. That's a wide range. So, I mean, just about everybody in some type of area can get help from you guys. They just need to know how to contact you and what you offer. Besides the seniors, but you're helping the seniors in handling their housing cases. What other service does League Aid Society offer to the community?
Well, we have 21 different projects at Legal Aid. So if there's an individual who's seeking a divorce, who is, you know, has a domestic violence issue where they're trying to get a restraining order or injunction against someone who is abusing them, we do domestic violence orders. We also help individuals who have a tax controversy with the IRS through our low-income taxpayer clinic. We have a very large children's program funded by the Children's Services Council, where if there are individuals who are in the first area, kids that have been removed to the foster care system, we represent the children in the foster care system. We also represent juveniles who are in the delinquency or dependency system in our juvenile advocacy project. We also have a very big education advocacy project where if there are children who are struggling in school because of a disability, may need a additional time for testing or some other type of accommodations for their disability, we offer that in that program. The other side of that program is that they are looking at students who are having issues of being expelled or suspended, and if they're being suspended or expelled because of disability or maybe for racial issues, we will investigate that also. And then finally, in our children's program, we have a relative caregiver program where if someone is having to take care of their grandkids or their niece or nephew because of incarceration, maybe someone's committed suicide or someone has died unexpectedly, we will help that able to get temporary custody and adoption if that's something they choose to do at a later date. And
well,
then we also
we
have a lot of programs. That's just one half of it. We have a lot of programs at Legal Aid.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, I know those numbers probably have changed, but the 211, is the Legal Aid listed with the 211, or is that some of the same things that they do as the information guide?
Yeah, we are listed at 211. So if individuals are calling 211 to get to go through their questioning to figure out what programs we will come up, if it comes up that they need a lawyer to talk to, our office comes up, and Florida Rural Legal Services comes up.
Okay. Well, let me just have my leader here, Ms. Ann McNeil. Maybe she has some questions for you guys. And Ann, is there anything that you would like to ask about this 211 or either the Legal Aid Society to follow up on what I'm doing?
I'm stuttering because there is so much to unpack. I would like to suggest, ladies, that we really, 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 really think about splitting up this conversation into maybe two or three, or maybe even four parts. Because I'm sitting here listening. First of all, when Artie told me that you were going to be coming on, I was excited because I think that this is probably, I can say from my own personal experience with elderly parents and just having elderly relatives, is not enough to research the answers to the question when you meet the service. It's too late. And I think that education is the key, and being able to be informed, properly informed, and have our family members properly informed of a lot of the services that you provide, it could save a community. And in our community, so many things have happened because people did not know. I have had personal experiences with not knowing and owning businesses, having degrees and did not know, and not really being in a position to properly inform my elderly relatives and family members. And by the time I found out, it was a little bit too late. And so first of all, let me thank you for coming. But I really think we should consider talking offline and maybe laying out about maybe a 3 or 4 part series and really take this podcast, these links, and share them with people so that they can share them with family members and actually see how can we help you help us So if you can share any thoughts about that, because this is a lot to unpack.
Yes, I think we would both be in agreement with that. That was kind of, for us, what precipitated wanting to do the Savvy Senior Academy. It's just trying to be preventative and reach out before it's too late. And so even in doing that, we had to break that into a four-part presentation. So we do realize there's a lot of information, and we don't want our seniors particularly to suffer for lack thereof in our community as a whole. So it would, I don't think it would be robbery.
Yeah, and really to be honest with you, yes, and the seniors actually, especially in the city of Riviera Beach, the seniors is our community, because many of our seniors, and I don't know the age of what the people, but many of our seniors, you know, they're caregivers, even a caregiver, caregiving caregivers, you know. And so we can get, you know, get with you offline, and maybe even that four-part series that you're doing, we can figure out, you know, we can do it all in a row, or however you want to do it. It would be great. This has been great. Wow. I don't have any questions, Artie. I am just, I'm going to go back and re-listen myself. I'm going to continue to share this on all my social media platforms, and I'm going to look to find other places that really we can promote who you are and what you do, and see if we can have some other not-for-profit organizations have you come on and share. Because the key, again, is just not listening one time. It is actually, you know, one of my favorite books is that, you know, faith comes by hearing. And hearing, and hearing, and hearing the word. And oftentimes we misunderstand and think it's only the word of God, but it's not just the word of God. It is the word, if you will, right? And this is the word. This is the word. They talk about the word on the street. This is the word. And I'm just excited. I don't know if you can tell from my voice, but I'm just really excited because, like I said, I have been on the other end, the brunt of not knowing this, and it has cost us our family, our property, and health, and I don't even need to go down that spiral. And what's so interesting about it is that we don't know what we don't know until it's too late. I mean, something as simple as probate versus trust, and all of these things that all of you ladies do. Wow. All right, ladies, if Artie, of all of you, if all of you want to go ahead and give your closing comments, we can wrap up, and then we can talk offline about setting a schedule to come on and talk about the four-part series, and that way we can unpack one at a time. So, Ms. Miles,
okay.
If you'd like to go first. Okay, go ahead, Artie.
No, I wanted the listeners to hear there. And the young lady's closing comments last. So I'm just going to just say mine and say thank you guys for coming on. And Melba, you know, we anything that we can do to assist you in the things that you and Ms. Miles are doing, we'll be glad to. So, again, I just want to say thank you for coming on and we'll do all and all that you're doing, just keep doing. And the community needs guys like you.
Thank you for having us. Now let Ms. Miles close it out.
Well, thank you all for having us and inviting us to share a snippet of what we do. You'll be happy to come back anytime and share all the wonderful things that we're doing at Legal Aid to impact our community. One of the things that our executive director, Robert Burdish, always continues to say is that we're still standing despite all the things that have happened during the pandemic. We have stood in the gap for our clients and to protect their rights during the pandemic, and we will continue to do that. And so I just want the listeners to call on us so that we can help you fight for justice.
Okay. Well, one more thing, Ann. Can you guys just give us your contact information one more time so if some of the listeners here, they can write it down, just to contact with the address or the phone numbers or the email. Can you just give that one more time before you go?
The Legal Aid Society of Beach County is located at 423 Fern Street, Suite 200, West Palm Beach, zip code 33401. Our office phone number is 561-655-8944. And my name is Takesha Miles, and I can be reached at TMYLES at legalaidpbc.org.
Also, if you'd like to apply for services online, you can go to www.legalaidpbc.org. That's PBC as in Palm Beach County, .org.
Could you give that site again, please? Legal Aid.
PBC, Palm Beach County, .org. www.legalaidpbc.org.
And that's LegalAidePBC.org.
No E.
Perfect. That's why I wanted to spell it out. Let me say it again. www.legalaidp for Palm, B for Beach, C for County, .org. That's the website. And the phone number for the Office of Legal Aid Services is 561-655-8944. Perfect. All right. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. Artie, any other comments before we wrap up?
No, I think that's good. I really enjoyed the show today, and I got a lot of information that I didn't know. So I appreciate it, and let's do some follow-up.
Now, ladies, I do have another question about social media. Do you have social media handles for the organization?
So we do. I do not know them off the top of my head, but we do have a Facebook page and a Instagram account, and I'm so sorry that I do not know that. But we have a Legal Aid Facebook page. It's just, I assume, Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. And then we also have a Fair Housing Project Legal Aid Facebook account. So I can get that to you.
Perfect. And what we'll do, we're going to have you back. And so once we have you back, we can have that information. We can put it inside the show information, and people can reach out to you through that information. That's excellent. All right. Well, I'm excited. I want to thank you. This has been a phenomenal show. Thank you so very much, Artie, for having them come on as guests today. And we just want to remind everybody that, you know, as you travel around the world, remember that you may be leaving your mine, gold mine, in your own backyard, in your own hometown from which you've come, regardless if you're from City of Revere Beach or any place in the world. Just remember that whatever you're seeking is seeking you, and it's probably right in your hometown. Art and I are excited about being from the City of Revere Beach, and we want to thank our guests today and all of you who are listening. Please comment, like, and share the show. Please comment, like, and share this podcast, because this is an enormous amount of information. And if I'm not mistaken, legal aid organizations are all over the United States, and you can Google the area and the city that you're in and connect with the local services in your area. Ladies, it has been phenomenal to have you on. We look forward to having you back. And Artie, if you can help us schedule that as soon as possible, I think we can just keep the conversation going. Thank you, everybody. You have been listening to hashtag I am Revere Beach, hashtag Revere Beach Pride. Everybody have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.